Hi guys, this is Michael from the STF podcast, and welcome. Yay!
Le Woot.
Okay, today what we have on us is we got Tony.
I'm on you? Is that what you just said?
Yes, you're on me. You're all over me.
You just said today we have on us.
It's a group thing. It's a group thing. Come on.
All right, let's go. Let's keep moving. We got the wonderful British man, Tom.
Yo, yo.
And Joshua.
Insert pessimistic remark here.
Hey-o.
Okay. And today we have a special guest with us, Kirsty.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Hi.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Cough.
Hey, if only I had a soundbite of crickets, that would be more appropriate.
it was a tiring week.
Right, guys. Oh, there it goes.
Oh, God.
I did my best.
It wasn't enough. It wasn't good enough.
That's what she said.
Oh!
That is what I said.
Indeed, that's why I said it.
Good God.
All right, so how's everybody today?
Well, I just woke up about 30 minutes ago, so I'm okay.
Is the pizza delivering business a bit sly?
What?
Pizza delivering business a bit sly.
What do you mean?
Well, so not a lot to do nowadays. People don't want pizza.
Whoa.
No, I just have a day off.
Fair enough. That makes
you
a lot more sense.
Got a day off.
Who doesn't like pizza?
I don't know.
I don't like Domino's.
I don't like the garlic.
That's who I work for.
I don't like their garlic glaze that they put on the crust. It makes me.
That's the only part I like.
No, it makes me, like, I don't know. I just don't like it. I'd rather just have crust. I don't want stuff on my crust. If I want stuff on my crust, I'll fucking ask for it.
Well, then you can ask for it off.
I did, but then the one time I asked for it off, they brought it to me, and it was on there anyway, so I said, you know what? Fuck it. They're not listening to me anyways.
I'm going to have a talk with them.
You're going to have a talk with
Mr. Domino himself.
Is that the name of the person who founded Domino's, Mr. Domino?
Yes.
Yes, his name is John Domino's.
No, it's John Checkers.
Then why didn't he make Checkers?
He founded Checkers?
He made Checkers, and then he made
Bullshit.
Domino's.
It's actually Colonel Checkers.
Colonel?
Tom, you're stupid. Colonel Checkers is the guy who made KFC.
No, that's Colonel Sanders, you moron!
I'm trying to make a joke, you moron.
So was I, but...
Exactly. I was playing off his joke, Michael. That's comedy.
Josh, high five?
High five, yo.
High five.
Yo. Did you actually put your hand up then? Because I did.
I did.
Good man.
Indeed.
We're gonna need a webcam.
Indeed, Tom. That made my week. That was the one thing.
That was a good thing.
That was the one thing.
I can't believe that actually worked. I've waited all week just for that delightful moment, and here it is, right at the end of the week.
Yeah.
I can go to bed a happy man later.
Well, I'll have to do something else to go to bed a happy man, but you know.
Oh.
Whoa.
Eat some food. Jeez, calm down.
What kind of food?
Is that what you call it these days, Josh?
No, Peach calls it baking a cake, but you know, I'll just call it eating food. Did anyone get the reference? Come on, someone had to get that one. Please, no one. Do I have to explain it? Should I explain it or never mind?
Nah, just don't
explain it.
Cause
we have to.
Okay, so I'm assuming everyone here has at least once played Super Mario Brothers 64.
Yeah.
Okay, so at the end of it, Peach thanks Mario and says she's going to bake him a cake. But to, like, the Mario audience, Peach says that a lot to Mario. So they've just assumed that her saying baking a cake means let's have sex.
I'm going to bake you a cake. Wink,
exactly. Wink. Now I ruined the joke because I explained it. So thanks a lot.
Isn't that a usual thing, though, for getting out of jail?
What do you mean? Oh! Well, I mean, but that's not what he means by that.
Well, Mario might have got arrested.
Mario never gets arrested. She has to save He has to save Peach.
She has to save him from prison.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, that seems a little wrong.
There's your Mario for the day.
Well, I guess. Whatever. You people don't know nothing. You don't know Obama.
Don't know Obama.
That's my line that I stole.
YOLO.
Great.
Oh, speaking of YOLO, actually.
Here we go.
Knew that was here we coming.
Go. What do you mean?
Because I know you're about to talk about it, so just go ahead and get it out of the way.
I knew it was coming.
Why? I can't
say it. No, you can go ahead and say it. I just knew.
You can say
it. Go ahead. Go for it.
Yeah, I knew it as well.
So. Oh, you're talking about the sunglasses that I sent him.
Yeah, I sent them, not you.
No, I sent them. What the hell?
You don't live in New York. You don't live in New York, Tony, so you can't get those glasses.
Okay. You can't take credit for something that other people do, Michael. That's not how the world works.
You're a dick.
Carry on.
Sure you can.
Okay,
yellow,
so.
Right?
Oh, shit.
Or as Lameless would say, Carpe YOLO.
Carpe YOLO, yeah.
Carpe YOLO. Wow. Yeah, really.
The YOLO.
All right, so back to what I was saying is that it was a week ago. Well, actually, it was this week, but I sent them a package containing 6 glasses that say YOLO on it in different colors. So I'm guessing it got there on Friday because that's when how I noticed that they got there was Tony mentioned me on Facebook saying, shout out to Michael Perez.
I said that like 3 times on different pictures.
I know, right? So I'm looking as like, why would Tony ever mention me in anything?
Exactly, because I don't like you.
Yeah, I don't like you either. I hate your guts.
Oh.
So anyway, I'm looking as like, he's mentioned me on something? This must be something really good. There must be a cat killing something or what? So I'm looking at the picture. Is this Gavin with the YOLO glasses? Like, wait a minute. Are those my glasses? Because I was checking on my delivery date because I was tracking it to see it got there fine and everything. And it said it was supposed to be delivered on December 1st. It's like, aww. So I'm checking it this Friday. It's like, wait a minute. Those look like the YOLO glasses I sent. So I'm just like, maybe it's a fluke that they bought them themselves, their same glasses I just sent them. So I'm just minding my own business at work. And then Tony puts another mention again. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. What's this other mention for? And this other mention is about Barbara with the YOLO glasses now. Or was it somebody else? I don't remember.
No, it was the whole group of them with the glasses.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, whoa, holy shit. They all got the whole glasses. It's like, then I went to Rooster Teeth to check if anybody said anything. And actuality, Ray made a post about it. And it was like, huge shout out to site user Big Boy Michael A. He's like, holy shit, Ray said something about me.
Oh my gosh.
Time.
My 15 minutes of fame, they finally arrived.
No, so I'm
was
like.
Was it everything you thought it would be?
Yes.
Did you get
and
a boner?
Oh, huge one.
Well.
Huge one. Raging.
Remind me to send you a big bouquet of
a rage quit boner, if you would.
Play rage quit.
So I'm reading the post and I'm looking at the photos like, damn, those are the yellow glasses I sent them. And over here, it's a group of them with the glasses and Jeff looking like, I'm going to kill these motherfuckers.
I know, he looks
yeah.
Upset.
I actually saw the picture on Facebook because I'm friends with Ray on Facebook and he made a post with the picture and I was like, oh wow, it's the YOLO glasses. So they did get them and I was just like, oh god.
And after that, I'm looking and all I see is an explosion of comments and pictures made out of them.
Now,
it's like, holy crap, what have I
now
done?
By an explosion of comments, you mean 2 or 3?
No, it was like almost 80
Michael,
comments.
There are at least
and
80 comments.
And two
well,
pictures
I,
that say YOLO. Story.
I haven't seen it on the Rooster Teeth site, so I wouldn't know.
So how many friends did you get on Rooster Teeth after this?
I think like 5 or 6 friends added me.
Oh.
Damn.
Popular man.
Freaking superstar
and
up in here.
In actuality, one of my friends on the friends list, some girl named Rosalie, made a picture. I don't know. Somebody I met. I meet a lot of people on Xbox
Live.
I bet
you
do. Yeah, shut up.
You're such a dick, Tom.
Shut up.
I know, seriously. It's that British charm is his. I can't get angry because he's British.
Oh, thank you.
So she made a picture with the sign YOLO on it, but without the glasses. It's like copyright infringement, maybe?
What copyright? There's no copyright to the term YOLO, is there? Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's a term for everybody.
Yeah.
It's actually owned by Disney.
Disney owns everything, yo.
Probably.
They own Star Wars now.
No, really? You think? Seriously, this is like new news.
Leia is a Disney princess.
Like.
Okay, here's the final stats on the
post. Apart from the post, we haven't really gone over the topic of why we have a guest.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well,
I was wondering when we were gonna get to that, but I was like gonna bide my time.
Yeah.
Just invite people.
Just let it flow naturally.
We just see whoever walks past.
I just want to say really quickly: 80 comments, 292 funny mods. That's it.
Are funny mods like currency or something?
I don't know, something like that.
No.
2 dozen roses.
That's what it sounds like.
Let's try to change that currency into roses and see how many it goes.
I think I'd like money over roses.
Yeah, same.
I'm not gonna send him money. I'd be like, yeah.
Well, are they roses from Ray?
Well, then that's different. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, if they were from Ray, then I'm all for it.
No, I'll still have money.
I go.
No, no. Get the fuck out of here.
Right. Well,
I hate to think what you make that sound for.
I think Michael just came.
All
right,
so.
I gathered.
Whoa, on the podcast.
For the first time ever.
Yeah, because Colton didn't do that like a couple weeks ago.
Like a virgin touched for the very first time.
Oh, I remember that feeling.
It feels like the first.
Preach
it,
sister.
You can't sing that. You can't sing that.
Copyright, yo.
Copyright.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it's 10 seconds. If you can sing it in 10 seconds, it's not copyright.
No.
Okay. Well.
All right. Speaking of our guest, which we went on a rant and we forgot to introduce.
Well, we did introduce her. We just didn't explain who she is exactly.
Okay, well, let her do it. Explain
no
to us.
One.
Oh, don't be so modest.
Did you ever face Sora?
What?
Well, you said you're nobody.
Oh. Kingdom Hearts.
No.
Aw.
I never played
that's
that
game.
That's okay. It's not a great game anyways.
That's my boyfriend's game. He played it. He loves it. I never played it.
That is literally my game. Like
you did not make the game, Tony. Now let her explain.
I did. You shut your mouth.
Wait. Okay, let her explain and then we'll talk about this.
Okay, so what exactly am I explaining?
Well, you're going to explain to us
who
you
are you?
And what do you do?
I'm Spider-Man.
you know what the funny part is?
What?
We've been doing this for 15 weeks and we have never explained who we are.
Well, do we really need to?
Nah.
Well, we can do that later.
No, we're not going to do that.
Do it when we have it.
Well, no, because we've got an excuse. This is our territory. You're
stepping
into our territory. You've got to tell us who you are.
Colton's in trouble.
Yeah, too right.
He's too sick to be on the podcast, but he's not sick enough to not be on Xbox.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm telling.
You're going to tell his mommy?
Shout out to Colton,
and his mother,
who is not on the podcast, but is playing Xbox Live.
And now he can never say that he's the only member that's never missed a podcast.
What a jerk. I thought we were friends with him.
Okay, let's get back to explaining why our guest is here.
Okay. Well, I'm Kirsty. That's my formal name.
What's your slave name?
My site name is Skittles Leray. And I recently put together and started a RTX for Everyone charity group. I called it a fundraiser group, but I think it makes more sense to call it a charity because we're not actually going out and raising funds for this. It's completely community-based. We're going completely off of donations. So, you know, if people don't donate, we're not going to be able to help anybody, and the more people that donate, the more money we get, the more people we can help out. To get to RTX, we're going to be purchasing RTX tickets. We're not exactly sure how much we're going to be able to help on travel expenses. we might, because we're not going to give out just straight cash. There are a lot of problems with just handing people cash and saying, come to RTX, you know.
Yeah.
People are inevitably going to struggle with... People are inevitably going to struggle with, well, you know, should I go to RTX or should I just use this to pay a bill or something?
Or buy drugs.
Or buy drugs.
Thank you.
Or buy food.
Oh, God. Yeah, that too.
They can make a drug called RTX, and then it'll be legit.
Yeah, I can't say I'm going to be in accordance with that. We do not at all support drug users. Don't do anything illegal, please.
I'd like to make a note that she's saying that, and she's not actually part of the podcast.
Exactly.
We don't.
We're not endorsing her views.
But I do endorse getting drunk.
Cool story, bro.
Amen. Amen. Carry on, sorry. I feel so rude.
Sorry about that.
Nothing.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, so we're not going to give out straight cash. It's going to be by way of possibly gas cards. You know, if you're driving or plane tickets. We've actually got a forum set up for people who want to carpool or share hotel rooms.
I can't drive across the sea.
Can we share beds?
You can do whatever you want, I guess.
All right, me and Michael.
We already got our hotel plans getting ready,
RTX.
Okay?
Hey, it's RTX. If you can get there, I'd be willing to sleep on the fucking floor for that shit.
We never discuss bedding situations, Michael.
Head
well,
to
if you want, we can nuzzle each other up, you know.
Can we put both beds together?
You know, it's time and finally to put those beds together.
Spooning season.
Yeah, you may continue.
No one.
You can, Josh, you can have Emily. I'll have Tony.
No one will understand your bromance.
No one ever.
It's FAO. FA. Yeah.
What's FA?
Fat admirers.
What? What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, I mean, Michael, you're a big guy, and Tony's a big guy, and you just wanted to shove Emily out of the way so you guys can be in the same bed, so I don't know.
Sounds kind of hot.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with sleeping with a fat person. I think that's true stories,
Would you call it, when someone goes after fat people?
I was
going
to be on the XXX podcast.
Well, I didn't mean to make it XXX, but they
Listen,
they're the ones talking about. They're the ones.
Joshua, listen. Nobody shows more loyalty than a big guy.
What
big
did
guy
you
won't
say
cheat on a girl?
What did you call a person that goes after fat people?
FAs.
I call them big.
No, it's FAs.
What is that?
There you go. Exactly. It. But FA is FA is acronym. It's acronym.
Not for chubby chaser.
But I'm not going to say
I already said what it means. It's fat admirers.
Yeah.
Josh, we're not called fat people. We called big people.
Denial.
BAs.
Denial. Kiss my
BA.
Ass.
I like the
You know, that's
custom.
Funny because I always just call them people.
Hey, they're people.
Hey, that's offensive. That's
we're all people.
Well, except for dogs. Right. They're dogs.
What? Leave my pookies out of this.
All right.
I didn't say shit about animals.
The hamster isn't a
person. No, I was talking to Josh.
Hey, I love pound puppies.
What, did you just say you love pounding puppies?
No. Wow. No, I said I love pound puppies.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you.
Always on the hub, yo.
What is that?
So you like watching the commercials with all the sad music
playing? Oh,
giving you the googly eyes.
No, that's hilarious because in our class, our portfolio class, our job is to make the Alpha Channel intro, which if you don't know, the Alpha Channel is our school's film festival, and our class was assigned to make an intro for that. So we were coming up with ideas for that. And the idea we decided to go with, because the school is kind of closing down on its film program, is that we decided to make a Sarah McLachlan version of like film students like being homeless and shit. I got to edit that. It was one of the most enjoyable things I've ever gotten to do at the school, hands down.
Josh, I got a question.
I'm so jealous.
Dude, you should be jelly of how good that is.
Sarah McLachlan
Hold on. Is this up on the internet anywhere?
It will be on the internet in probably 2 weeks. I will link it, dude. No, there's a I was forced to make a cameo in it where I'm crying and stuff, and like, no, 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 I'm not even joking. Like, there, no. But the greatest thing is, I didn't even know I was gonna be in it, and I ended up wearing my My Little Pony Princess Luna shirt, and you can clearly see it in there. It is the greatest thing ever.
Were you the one that was missing?
No, I was the one who paper was thrown in my face.
Were you like hobbling because one of your paws was there?
No, I was the one who basically could not understand what the teacher was saying.
Josh, I got a question.
Go for it.
Was Sarah McLachlan there, you know, picking you up and
Sarah McLachlan was not there, but we got our course representative, Eve Kupniak, to do the Sarah McLachlan thing, but instead of like petting a injured dog, she was petting a student who was kind of a chunky guy. So
what?
it was so hilarious.
The vernacular term, big people.
Okay, the big guy. She was petting a big guy. She was like stroking his like chin hair.
Whoa! I thought she was gonna say something else.
Calm down.
Sounds creepy.
Who knows?
We have no limits in here. Actually,
we're limit breakers, yo.
Except for the word.
Yes, I do not approve of that.
Yeah, apparently Josh is going anal for that word.
I do not.
That's just so retarded.
You know what? That's not funny. That's not funny.
That was like that PSA that they released forever ago for public broadcasting. It's like the basic cable channels here in Texas, at least. They did a PSA, and Wanda Sykes was on it. She was the, I guess, celebrity. They were telling people that they can't or they shouldn't say "that's so gay" because it's offensive.
Oh.
Like it was a group of teenagers making fun of something in a pizza shop, and they're like, "Oh, look at that! Isn't that so gay?" Then she came up there and she's like, "What the fuck are you doing? Hey, say that."
That's totally wonderful.
Wait, Josh, didn't
wait,
Josh, didn't Dane Cook do something?
No, it wasn't Dane Cook. It wasn't Dane Cook. It was
Well, he was making fun of somebody doing that.
Yes, yes.
Lizzie McGuire. No,
Lizzie McGuire is like the character Hilary Duff plays. But yes, Hilary Duff also made a commercial similar to that, where like there was these girls at like a clothing store, and they were like, one's like, "Oh, how's it look?" And the other girl's like, "Oh, it looks kind of gay." And then Hilary Duff comes out of nowhere being like, "You shouldn't say that."
I remember we're talking about that like weeks
ago. Yeah, we talked about that.
You shouldn't say that.
All right, then I guess I shouldn't call anything stupid either, because that might offend stupid people.
No. Referring to certain stupid people as stupid is an offense to stupid people.
No, it's just
obvious. I'm saying
obvious.
Calling things stupid. Like, that shirt looks stupid, or that hat looks stupid.
Well, stupid has a actual term for it.
That retard looks stupid.
Dude, you're pushing it. You're pushing it, yo.
Which
Dude,
works.
You're going to make Joshua explode.
Well... Sorry, but it takes more than a man to make me explode.
Whoa.
Yeah, I went
Maybe
there.
People should just stop getting butt hurt about things. How about that?
Maybe people should stop hurting their butts.
But it feels so good.
When did this turn into a PSA about not hurting butts?
You just said it takes more than a man to make you
I did.
And then you just said something about getting your butt hurt by
Wait, I didn't say about butt. I didn't say about a man. Oh no. Okay. We're getting this is getting really weird now. We might want to move on.
Josh, when did we go from RTX for everybody to talking about gay and butt?
I don't know. Tony was the one who mentioned being butt hurt.
Blame Hilary Duff.
All right,
and Hilary Duff. Well, I mentioned Hilary Duff.
Blame her.
Well, I just want to say that I'm part of the RTX for everybody. And what I want to say is that group is a noble thing. That's why I'm saying the RT community is the best community in the whole wide world. We help each other out.
Michael, is that why you were so overly generous today?
Overly generous?
I'll explain it.
When you guys made me pay $100 for
food. Yeah, this guy, we went. My family decided to go to Olive Garden today, and I don't know how, but the check ended up being like $100.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and... We were jokingly telling Michael, "Hey, Michael, you want to pay for this?" And he actually throws down $100. I was like, "What the hell? He actually paid for it?"
That's crazy.
Michael, I think I'm going to go order some pizzas later. Can I make
number? Hell no. I got to save my chavos for RTX, bro.
True stories.
Oh, but it's okay. You can buy $100 of Olive Garden.
Well, I mean, man, those breadsticks, yo. That minestrone.
Yeah, you can't resist those breadsticks.
What's Olive Garden?
It's basically American version of Italian food, without the olive oil.
Without the olives.
Yes, and without the olives.
I don't like Olive Garden.
Why?
I don't like.
Because in St. Louis, we have so many Italian restaurants that Olive Garden is like, it's like, do you want to go to a legit steakhouse or do you want to go to a Burger King? That's what Olive Garden is. It's the Burger King of Italian food.
Well, hey. Burger King is like one of the most richest fast food places ever. You want to say it's like the McDonald's of steakhouses, if you want to be accurate.
Okay.
Wait, didn't you once say, Josh, that Wendy is upper class
McDonald's? No, that was someone on the internet box who said that.
It is.
That's a true story right there. But that doesn't make it any more disgusting, but, you know.
YOLO.
No, not YOLO.
I mean YOLO, right?
No, it's I'm too poor. I'm still going to buy this.
That's what credit cards are made for, Josh.
Yeah, but I don't like making debt.
Yeah. Well, how are you going to ever expect to buy a house with your wife or your children?
She'll have a credit card.
Without any credit.
She'll have a credit card.
Easy solution. No wife.
No. I think.
So Josh,
I think I'd hang myself if that were the case.
No woman wants a man.
Really?
Eyeballs deep in debt.
Dude, I don't want to be forever alone.
Well, then what happens when you get married and you don't have any credit to buy a house or
my wife will have credit.
There you go.
So basically you're gonna marry her for a credit.
No, I'm just gonna hope that my wife has a credit card.
So if you have good credit,
so
give Joshua a call.
No, I'm gonna pay for my stuff, but I'm just not gonna have a credit card because I don't trust that stuff.
Fair enough.
So how are you gonna pay for mortgages and stuff like that?
She'll have a credit card.
Oh my
god. There... Easy solution to all this? Don't buy a house.
But then where will I
get
live? In a cardboard box?
Apartment?
Fair enough. I wouldn't mind that.
Live with your parents.
Or just rent a house.
But renting's for noobs.
Or just stay at home.
Yeah, it's also way cheaper.
Cheaper is for noobs.
What about RTX, Josh? Let's not talk about marriage and stuff. What about RTX? How are you going to pay for your trip to RTX without a credit card?
I work.
How are we going to buy a house at RTX without a credit card?
How are you going to donate to RTX for everyone without a credit card?
I could use a debit card.
I can use a debit card, right?
If you have a PayPal account.
I hate PayPal.
Why?
It's the only way we could do it. We couldn't set it up any other way without them charging us out the butt.
Okay.
Fees and stuff.
Just like I can't log into my PayPal for some reason now.
You get a new one.
That's such a waste of time.
How is that a waste of time? Oh. Vanguards are not a waste of time to buy.
No, they're not, because I don't need a credit card or a debit card to buy those, now do I? I could just... the world would be so much simpler if we could just use cash for everything.
I think we should use Republican credits.
That's what Google Wallet is for. Google Wallet is your credit... It's tied to your debit or credit card.
Are we...
You put money in it.
Are we somehow now sponsored by Google Wallet?
No.
I was about to say.
This podcast is sponsored by Google Wallet and PayPal.
I didn't even know Google Wallet existed.
Of course.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Because. Oh, I'm not alone.
Tom, you're British.
All the new Android phones are coming out with that are Google Wallet capable.
I don't trust Android.
I think the British term is Google Wallet.
Damn, that's a better British impression than I've done.
It's a.
That's racist.
That was
poor. It's W-U.
There is no race. There's only human beings.
All right.
I'm disappointed in the lot of you.
So type that in your app store. See if it's W-U-L-L-E.
Woolit.
Woolit.
I don't think I sound like that. Well, do
no,
I?
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
But that was funny to hear you say it.
Fair enough. I don't know what else has been going. It's 3 weeks till Christmas.
Yay!
Is it?
Only 23 days!
Hooray, I still haven't bought everyone Christmas presents.
The only person I have to buy for is Emily.
What'd you buy her? Diamond
family?
Ring?
No, not yet. No, my family doesn't really do gifts. My parents realize that I'm poor, and so does my sister.
Oh.
Well...
Fair enough.
Of course, My sister's poor too, so she's like, hey, I'm not buying you a gift. I was like, okay, whatever.
Hey, Tony.
What?
Did you get your Griff Ball Plus yet?
I did. We got it like 3 days ago.
I got mine just today.
So good.
Oh, yeah. I love my Griff Ball Plush.
Good times.
Well, don't make love to it or anything.
Have you been watching me?
What?
I want to take this time to tell you, since we're, you know, kind of centered around the RTX for Everyone thing. We have gotten 3 donations so far, which I'm happy about, because, you know, I only had the donation set up a couple of days ago. And I want to give a special shout out to Alexandra Thinney. I don't know what your RTX name on the site is. RTX name. It doesn't say when you make donations. It just tells me your name in my email account. But a big thank you to you if you ever come on here and listen to this. You know who you are.
Which
you probably won't.
You know who you are.
Everyone who donates to RTX has to listen to this podcast from now on.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
I did put on the group page that if you donate, please let me know. Otherwise, I'm really going to have no idea who you are.
So if I went on there and said I downloaded, would you be able to tell if I was lying?
Yes, I can tell if you're lying. Because you'll have to message me personally and tell me your email account. Because it tells me your email account, the email account and name of the person that donates, it tells me that.
So the only reason I ask, I wasn't planning on doing it.
I'm just saying. That we do have fail safes for those kinds of things.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So, whoever this one person is listening, don't do that. It's not going to work.
You rapscallion.
So, yeah, I really need to know who donates, because in the future we're going to have a raffle. Multiple raffles, really.
I love prizes.
Right now I'm looking for something to be, like, the perfect prize. So to speak.
How about a
to be raffled off. And the only people that are eligible for the raffle are people that donate. So we'll have
How about a 3-day pass to RTX?
A 3-day pass?
Yeah.
Isn't that
if you donate
that
enough.
Part of the ticket?
I want a 4-day pass.
Do they even have those?
It takes only like 3 days, Michael.
Wow. Apparently there's a secret there.
Whoa, old school DTDs.
What? Shout out to terrible Mexican comedians. Oh, that's not nice.
Josh, don't say that. There's a lot of Mexican comedians.
I was specifically referring to Carlos Mencia.
What about George Lopez?
And him too.
George Lopez. Hey.
TV show. Gabriel Iglesias is awesome. No.
Mr.
Fluffy?
Yes.
You don't like him?
Leave him alone. What did he ever do to you?
Okay, he was funny, but it's not what he did to me. It's what my friends did to me. They forced me to watch it like 7 times.
Well, that doesn't make him not funny.
Overkill.
That doesn't make him not funny. It's just that you've listened to his jokes too many times.
You know what you should do? You should watch him live. It's the best thing I've ever done, was watch him live.
Well, obviously you haven't done a few things, then.
What's that?
I'm just saying, there's probably things that are bad.
Well, no, according to him, he had a James Bond moment in Ecuador, so don't worry about that.
Who, me?
Yes, that guy.
When?
I don't know. You're the one who said it. I'm not gonna go into it. If you want to go into it, that's your business. But I'm just saying, you're the one.
James Bond moment.
Well, if you've watched James Bond, you know what I'm talking about.
No, I do not watch.
But specifically referring to what you just said, Tony, and what I know you're talking about.
You mean lovemaking?
No, roasting chicken. Yes. I know, right?
The James Bond.
I know. That was the hypest right there.
Judy Dench was like lathering it up with butter.
Oh.
Don't talk about Mr. Sir's wife now.
I do not remember that one.
Tom, clear, you're not a big enough James Bond fan. Damn it! I knew there was someone. Now I'm pissed. I realized who's the one person I was trying to remember was like a humongous James Bond fan, and I just remember it's Tom. Shit. There was something. There was. We went to Big Lots today, and they had like for $5 this special on Quantum of Solace that came with like a calendar of Quantum of Solace. And I was thinking, you know, there's someone I should get this for, but who's a James Bond fan I know? And I just remembered it's Tom. So I'm sorry, Tom. If I go back to Big Lots, okay. If I go back to Big Lots, I'm gonna go get that for you.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, Tony, what do you like?
Hookers.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. if I try like mailing you a hooker, I think she'll be dead by the time she gets to you.
That's how he likes her.
Oh wow, necrophilia up in here.
That won't stop me.
Calm your babies.
This podcast went dark.
This podcast has been kind of creepishly dark, as far as I've been concerned.
With a little bit of generosity.
Well, a lot of generosity.
I had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with, well, not with like the dead bodies, but the generosity maybe.
I washed my hands of this.
Yeah, but it's just Tony's dark fetish. That's all it is.
Well, we all have our dark fetish. Well,
reality.
Well, a fetish can be reality.
Shall we go on to like a lighter subject?
Yeah.
Well,
let's talk about something.
Okay, someone talk about something.
If we carry on the way we're going on YouTube, we're almost at 10,000.
Oh yeah, talk about that, Tom.
Do we still only have like 28 subscribers though?
Well, not even that.
Wow. Damn.
No, we're doing well.
Tom,
we're doing well.
Are you going to talk about it? Like, what are the most famous ones?
I don't
want
to talk about it.
Oh, God. I have to get it up. Talk about Sandcast while I work on it.
All I know is, like,
I'll get to it. Just talk about Sandcast while I do it.
Okay, while he's getting to it, you guys played any good games?
I guess Halo 4.
Josh says he doesn't like the multiplayer system anymore.
I'm not.
Traitor.
What? Excuse me?
You're a dirty blue.
Well, I do love Caboose. I am. Your girlfriend does refer to me as Caboose, so you know. True. So that's not entirely false.
All right, I got it.
But yeah. I love Halo 4. I well, okay. That's too much. I enjoyed Halo 4. I do not love it, but I enjoyed it.
Yes.
I got it up.
Yeah, the campaign was quite surprising. They did humanize it more than the other Halos that I noticed.
Master Chief has amazing one-liners.
Yeah.
Stop. No spoilers.
Michael, Halo 4?
Come on.
Wait, whoa. What?
It's been
a No, you have no excuse, Michael. You should have finished that campaign like weeks ago. What is the matter with you?
I've been busy recently.
No, you've been busy playing crappier games. That's what you've been busy.
Michael.
What do you mean crap?
Oh, look at me. I'm going to go play the same game over and over again. Black Ops 2.
I finished the campaign in 7 hours. From the time I sat down with the game the first time, to 7 hours later, I had the game done. You have no
idea. I'm already going through my legendary run, and you're still not done with that. What are you even playing it on? Normal? Get out. You're terrible.
Michael, what you do is you play it on
normal. No, I played on normal too, but I mean, you should be done. If you're playing it on normal, you should have been done with it a long time ago.
You play it on easy to get the story out of the way, and then you play it on...
No, don't play it easy. Play on normal. At least give yourself a challenge.
Well, no, I just played to get
but
to
that's,
the way, and then I played to get
but
a
there's but there's no challenge in easy. It's just herp-a-dur-dur, just run around, shoot stuff,
that's,
and I just walk to the next thing.
That's the point. I just want the story.
But there's no story if there wasn't a challenge to it. If there was no conflict. Oh my god, I'm sounding like Fisher, but
well,
goddamn.
You know what? Well, I died like once, so.
Well,
okay,
if you died in easy, then that's sad. Okay, go ahead, Tom. Shoot the whoop.
What do you want, like? I don't know. I've got the top 10. That's about it.
Go for it.
All right, give us the top 10 videos.
Has anyone like... Well, because if I mention them, do people actually know what they are?
Well,
does anyone actually
well, it depends on which one you're talking
I
about.
I watch every video we made, so I know which one is...
I mean...
Okay.
I watch at least,
okay,
like, 5 minutes of them.
You're an asshole.
Number... I'll go from 10 to 1. At 10 is mine and Josh's Halo Reach Part 1.
So
which is quite.
Wait, how many views does that one have?
I'm not going to get into that. That's only got 37.
Wow. It's because we never finished it.
And on the same is first episode of Game Time with Colton on 37.
Wow.
Which, yeah, wow indeed.
Yeah.
Then it's the first Trials on 56. I don't know if that's
which we
or not.
Have to get back into that, actually.
Yeah, we keep saying that, but we never do, so hopefully we'll actually live up to our word.
Joint 7th and 6th is Resident Evil Part 1 and Resident Evil Part 4 with 68.
Seriously? Resident Evil 1 and 4 are number 6 and 7?
Yes. They've both got 68, and this is where it gets weird. At 5th is Part 3 of Dishonored, which has got 822.
God damn.
Fourth is
Tom
part...
watched it
822
times.
Actually 820. So four is Part 1 of Dishonored with 838. Third is Part 2 of Dishonored with 840. Second is the real life zombie apocalypse with 1328. And
that got immensely popular for a video you didn't even give a fuck about.
No, I hated it. And number one is the Slender one with 4,229.
With no audio.
Yeah, I know. It does clearly state that there's no audio in it.
You should make a digital remastering of that.
Nah. Well, I think the way it's going, at the moment, that zombie apocalypse one is going to overtake Slender. If it carries on the way it's going, it won't because it's terrible, but...
But yeah. I don't get it. How is it that your videos are more popular than everybody else's videos?
I don't know. British. I really don't know.
It's something in the water.
I mean, those Dishonored...
It's probably that charming British accent.
There you go. It's the voice. Maybe. It draws people in.
It is... We've never spoken before. What is my voice like? What is my voice like? Is it lovely or is it bad?
It's like...
She's talking to
you're like
Kirstie,
a siren.
Damn.
A male siren.
Tom, would you like to join the Bermuda Triangle Cadets?
Yeah, so everyone, what group are you part of? Again, sorry.
Oh.
I've forgotten the name of it. What is it?
No, it's
Tom,
RTX for
voice?
Everyone.
Yeah, stay away from it.
Dude.
Your voice?
Tom, you're an asshole.
Like, I'm kidding. Go and donate. It's a great thing to do.
By the way, we as in me and the other three admins have determined that if you violate or if you are in direct violation of the RTX or not RTX but the Rooster Teeth terms of use and you join the group or you're just excessively mean to anybody else in the group, we will kick you from the group. Just because the whole premise of the group is charity and feelings of good feelings. That doesn't mean if you come out and say, this is a scam, I hate you, it doesn't mean we're going to kick you. I mean, we'll explain where we're at.
How mean do you have to get?
Well, like
directing that at me.
Yeah, I want
to. Well, if someone feels like they're being bullied and they come to me, and I go back. They can't. Someone just can't just come to me and say I'm being bullied by this person, and say, "Okay,
Michael's bullying me. Kick him."
We have to go back and look and
kick Michael. He's bullying me.
You know, we have to have evidence. There has to be evidence against you before we will kick you. It's just, it's kind of a
formality
thing.
Does a bloody rag count as evidence?
What?
If the glove doesn't fit, you must.
Well,
we have
a list of rules. We have a terms and conditions on the very first page. If you violate any of those, you disqualify yourself in a number of ways to receive funding and everything else. But, I mean, that's just to cover our tracks. Because if, say, I don't think anybody will, but say we help somebody out and they go do something illegal while they're in Austin and they get
drugs
tried for it, like, I don't they could come back and say, oh, well, this is your fault. You gave me the money to go, and I went and got in trouble, you know, and it's just like, well, no, you kind of agreed to these terms over here. They were posted long before we even gave any money, so.
By the way, who would ever try to get themselves in trouble?
Well, idiots.
They're not trying to get themselves in trouble, but, you know, drugs, and since we do help out people who are 18 years of age, it doesn't mean they can go drinking, but some of them might.
Listen, some of us got to feed the habit.
Wow, Michael, that doesn't make you sound like a druggie.
I'm
not a druggie. I love alcohol.
We're not telling anybody that they can't go drink because we can't control that. But if you get caught, it's not. We have nothing to do with that.
I'll see what my lawyer has to say about that.
Johnny Cochran's on this case.
No, thanks to 451 from the site. He's the one that wrote up the terms and conditions and made sure that we're doing everything right legally so we can't get in trouble for anything.
Shout out to Rule Making Guy.
That's smart.
In a perfect world, we wouldn't need this. We wouldn't need to be covering
it's not a perfect world, is it?
But unfortunately, it's not. People are going to get angry with you for some reason or another. They're going to
Someone will go and buy the drugs.
Because I'm black.
Michael, you're not black.
You're out the group. You're out the group.
Some people are going down the heroin tornado, so, you know.
Man, that stuff's addicting.
Can't really tell people they can't do that. It's not like I'm gonna send someone to look over their shoulder the whole time they're at RTX.
So
I don't mind doing it.
You can't do that.
I'll do that for free.
That's way illegal. You can't.
Can
do
I do that?
Shut up, Tom. You never touched heroin. You're a pussy.
No. Be the person to step over, stand over people. Yeah. I'm talking about heroin. Jesus, what's wrong with you?
I bet you the highest drug you ever used was aspirin.
No.
We're not talking about
drugs. No, we're not getting personal, okay?
Personally addicted.
We're not getting personal.
Okay.
Seriously, Josh, bad puns.
There is no bad puns. There are just bad people using bad puns.
You're becoming Barbara now.
I hate the puns.
Hey, Barbara's like an Barbara's an inspiration. She's an inspiration to people that want to make terrible puns.
Oh, God.
So how many members are in your group right now?
I believe the number as of a couple of minutes ago, possibly. I'm actually going to go look that up right now, just in case it grew like one or two. Which,
I'm
going to
see if we're doing
growing
more.
Every day. Which I'm excited about. Every day we're growing numbers.
Come on.
That doesn't rhyme.
I want to see if we win. Do we win?
135.
Yeah, we win.
Whoa.
Yes.
Damn.
Just.
I don't know if this was a guessing game, but we have 135.
We have 147.
I'm sure once this podcast comes out, you will still have 135.
Wow.
We have no
I do. Yeah, no, I apologize, but the one guy in his basement listening to our podcast will probably, maybe.
He's probably already a part.
Probably.
So you might get him twice.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Are we still on that guy from the basement?
Dude, that guy's like our biggest supporter.
He has our pictures on as well.
That guy.
Even though we've never shown up.
He's going to. Next thing you know, he's going to stalk each and every one of us.
All right, guys.
Hopefully he's American.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Colin's the Shadow Broker. There's a big difference.
I bet he's Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper died, like, hundreds of years ago.
That's what he wants you to think.
Basically.
Dude, he's dead.
Has anybody noticed how good our internet connection is?
Is it good?
It's good.
I haven't heard
well.
Any hiccups
Super
or anything.
Good.
Well, that's because I'm home right now. I'm not in the basement.
We know who the problem is now.
Michael.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
maybe Michael shouldn't be
on the STF podcast anymore.
Whoa. If it weren't for me, none of you guys would have done it.
All in favor?
Wait, done what?
Bye.
Made the group.
Oh.
Talk to
okay,
everybody.
I was thinking of something else.
Fair enough.
Wait, what?
I say I was doing it before I met you.
I was doing it before it was cool to do it.
Tony Cast?
Oh, we're talking about podcasts. Never mind.
Tony, you're not a stud.
Yeah,
No, but I do have a girlfriend, so.
Do not.
He does make us.
For all I know, Emily feels bad for you.
Probably.
Pity.
She probably cries at night.
Pity City.
I would.
Pity City all day. That's my hometown right there.
Hashtag Pity City.
Somebody should make that a hashtag right now.
Go for it.
Tom, get on it.
Yay! So all your not followers can go find out about it.
Yeah.
What do you mean not followers? I have 9 followers. Now.
Wow, 9! You bumped up to 8 fake accounts already. Damn, Michael, you're on a roll.
Shut up.
I went up the other day.
At least it's not the lonely one follower.
Have you taken over Colton?
What?
Have you taken over Colton?
Taking over Colton? How am I going to do that?
Well, he hasn't got that many, has he?
I have some.
I don't think so.
I haven't used Twitter. I have some. No one cares about me.
What's he on? Oh, no, he's way ahead of you.
Everyone's way ahead of Michael.
Yeah, they are.
You guys suck.
Keep up.
You know what did I ever do to you guys?
You were. I'm not even gonna be that mean. I'm not gonna be that mean because that's not how I am.
That's not how I roll.
Josh, you're always mean.
Hey, you don't know me. You don't know where I've been, how I got here, what I had to do to get here, bitch.
Suck dicks.
Well, you know, I left that one to Tony, but, you know.
That sounds like that.
Tony wasn't even paying attention.
It is.
Been there, done that. YOLO.
Hey, I just have one question.
Go for it.
What's up?
There are 99 dicks on a wall. How many do you choke on?
All of them.
I don't get it.
Man, you got some experience.
No.
It's one of those questions that has no answers.
It takes Tony back to college.
If you say all of them.
If I had... College was 3 months for me.
Oh my god.
And apparently like 52 dicks.
If you say all of them, it's like you have experience. But if you say
none of
them...
It's a movie that's coming out in the spring.
But what I'm saying is if I had experience, I wouldn't choke on any of them.
Hey, so when's the homemade video coming out, Tony?
It's in post-production now.
Homemade video?
Probably by Christmas. It'll be available for Christmas.
Well, are we doing anything special for Christmas?
We should.
Well,
we are doing a Christmas podcast, actually.
Yeah,
are
I know
we?
We're doing one on the... we're doing one on the 23rd, isn't it? Yeah.
No, actually, whoa, let me see. Give me a second. I'm opening up my calendar right now.
It's the 23rd, because 25th is Tuesday. Come on.
Oh, yeah, 25th to Tuesday. So probably the podcast for that day come out on the 24th.
Hopefully.
Well,
but,
I don't know about that.
Are we doing anything else, or is it just that?
No, I mean...
We can.
What comes after that? It's New Year's, right?
We can always do, like, a tiny chat thingy with people or whatever.
I think for New Year's, we should just do a drunk one.
But some of us don't drink.
The drunk tank.
Yeah.
It'll just be me and Tony being drunk. Oh, no, me, Tom being drunk.
Are you drunk now?
No, he was gonna be drunk, but he opted not to get drunk today.
Yeah, you gotta be professional about this.
Yeah,
I'm drinking water. That's
yeah,
about it.
He's got his game face on.
It's the same as his rape face. I'm terrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You are a El Terrible person.
El Terrible person? Yes, that's perfect Spanish right there, yo.
I'm just repeating what Cleveland would say.
Cleveland's black.
You're terrible.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
That's nasty.
If someone touches you in a place you don't want them to, that's no good.
Okay, Sonic.
Oh, yes! Someone got it.
Sonic says.
Yes, thank you for getting that one.
I've seen so many edits of that. It's hilarious just to see how far they go with that.
Oh my god. It is pretty bad. Have you seen Sonic the Hedgehog, the cartoon show? Yeah, well, terrible cartoon. Yes, the terrible. Well, there was a good one, that, but this was the terrible one where Sonic.
I remember the good one.
Yes, the good one was great, but in this one, it was like Sonic would do something called like Sonic Says, and he did one about being like inappropriately touched, where he's like, "If someone touches you in a place they shouldn't, that's no good. So what do? You get out of there."
Apparently, they did one for washers. And kids climbing into them, or no dryers.
Yes, dryers. Yes, they did.
It's like every year, some stupid kid climbs into a dryer and turns it on.
How?
Well, I know.
How do you turn on a dryer?
How stupid was this kid?
I don't know. Maybe they thought they.
How do you turn on a dryer from the inside?
Well, when I used to play hide and go seek, I would hide in the dryer.
But you didn't turn it on.
I wouldn't turn it on, but.
But what if someone turned it on while you were inside?
Well, then you punch the door.
What if the door's locked, though?
Sorry, how old were you?
So I almost lost Tony.
I was 18 and I hid in the dryer.
It was just a couple days ago. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
You're a big kid now.
I'm a big kid now.
I'm a big kid now.
Exactly. I just got cold, that's all.
Here's Winston.
You needed to break a few ribs.
Oh, speaking of the cold, you guys seen this, what's it called? I was reading the newspaper a couple weeks ago. Well, not actually, this week, or I don't remember what day it was.
Who read?
I read, sometimes, when I'm bored.
If it's not on Wikipedia, I don't read it.
Okay, reading stuff like, you know, manuals and things off of the internet, reading LinkedIn's on this podcast.
Reading?
That doesn't count. You have to read a book.
No, I was reading the news.
Does manga count as a book? Because it does for me.
It's a picture book.
Well, it's still called a book, so.
Can you write a story? Book report on it?
It has stories, conflicts, friends become enemies become friends, you know, all that good stuff. Frenemies, yeah.
All right, can I finish my story?
You may finish your story, Michael.
Go for it.
Okay, you guys seen the picture with the officer giving the boots to a homeless guy?
No.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't see that picture?
Michael, I don't read the newspaper.
I have not.
I don't read Facebook.
Yeah. Well, Tom has an excuse because he's from London or whatever.
Because the only town in UK is London.
That's the only one I know.
What about Manchester?
Michael, and Blackpool.
Hold on. I want to back up for a second. Michael just called London a godforsaken country.
When their national anthem is God Save the Queen.
London is
God
not a country.
Save
and secondly,
the Queen.
That is so wrong. That was nothing like
we were
it.
Too godly.
No, America became a country because we were all like, hey, we just met you, and this is crazy, but we're going to rape your homeland, so pass the gravy. That is how America became a country. And that is how we got Thanksgiving.
London is not a country, Michael.
Tony, do you still have the soundbite for the crickets?
Josh, are you serious?
I'm dead ass serious.
Tony, play the crickets.
That wasn't a soundbite. That was me.
Play the crickets. Do the crickets.
There's a better version of that, by the way.
Thank you. Is there a way I can get like a tumbleweed somewhere?
Has anyone ever actually seen a tumbleweed?
No.
I have, actually.
We don't have them in the UK.
We don't have them in New York.
We have them in West Texas.
Well, that's West Texas.
Yeah, it's kind of a dump.
Well, New York's kind of a dump too, so you know, kindred spirits.
Hey, don't make fun of your home state.
Well, no, I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I don't live anywhere near West Texas, but I've driven through it at least once a year since I was born. So, it's a house and a cactus and flat land. Oh, there's a dirt devil and tumbleweed.
a dirt devil.
Yeah, it's when the winds get really high and they really don't have a lot of foliage. So it's just there's
just
dirt
a
covering
cleaner.
The ground. Shut up. It's an actual thing that exists. When it gets really windy, it looks like a little mini tornado, but it's just dust being blown around in a circle.
Isn't that like a sandstorm?
A little bitty one that's not at all threatening, yes.
So that's a bit of wind.
Any sand that can get into your eyes is deadly.
Essentially, it's just wind. Is that it? Okay.
There's a visible amount of dust in it, and it looks like a little mini tornado. Although, if a dirt devil to you is at all life-threatening, I'd be scared for you, because if you can't close your eyes and nose for just a couple of seconds while it...
Wait, how do you close your nose?
You know, pinch you it. Pinch your nose shut with your hands.
Oh.
Or you just don't breathe through it.
Or you don't breathe through it.
So basically die.
Because then it gets clogged up in your nose.
If you can hold your breath for a couple of seconds.
Obviously, Josh has never gone
swimming. I have gone swimming. Yes. I got better.
Josh has never breathed through his mouth.
We're talking to a specter.
Well, you know, me and Commander Shepard like the best friends, so, you know. Exactly.
Hey, guys. Wait. Which one? Tom, you drive, right?
Yep.
Tony, you drive.
I deliver.
You're stupid, Michael.
Just say yes or no, damn it.
No.
Bike.
I have a bike.
He honks his little horn whenever he gets close.
Is that how you deliver pizza? Are you like Ricky Bobby now?
Ricky Bobby drives a car, I'm sure.
No, but when he you know, fell
yes, car, really.
He started selling pizza.
He drives with a fucking just cougar in the car while he's driving and delivering pizzas.
I just had a weird picture of Tony riding a bike with a pizza in the basket and ringing his bell. I don't know why that's coming to my head.
Michael, what is your story?
Okay, so let's assume everybody drives here.
Well, not everyone.
Yes.
Actually. No.
Yeah, Joshua thinks it's a waste of time to own a car or even drive
it is.
A car. Or even have a
it
life.
Is. Well...
That's because you
exact. See? See? He gets it, Michael. Why don't you?
Joshua!
If I lived in New York,
see?
Get a car.
I wouldn't get a car if I lived in New York.
But at least get your license.
But why would I want to pay money to get a license and maybe fail and then pay again? You have to pay initially for a license to, like,
yeah,
take a test.
If you go out of state, $12. If you go out of state, then you're going to need to drive somewhere else.
Well, why would I want to go out of state? Unless I was going to an event.
It's actually mandatory if you don't have, if you are 18 and over, and you don't have a driver's license, it's actually mandatory that you have a state-issued identification card.
All right, I'll get a state.
If you ever do anything illegal.
I'd get that then.
Yeah, you.
But I wouldn't get a license. But
it's about the same price. You don't have to do anything for it, but you end up paying them about the same.
But I'm assured a state ID.
Anyways.
But I'm assured a state ID. I don't have to, like, take a written test and then drive through cones to get it. I'm just
you
giving
might
it.
As well.
But I have no need for a car, and I have no plans of ever buying a car or driving one.
What if it's an emergency?
I'll get someone else to drive.
Holy crap. What if it's only you and just one other person?
I'll get the one other person. I'll get the one other person to drive.
You would just save a big pain in the ass later on if you just did it now and got it over with. And you just have it.
I have no reason to drive, so I have no reason to have a license. And if I have to drive, if there's a situation where I need to drive because no one else can, I'll drive. And the police stops me, I'll be like, "Do you see the guy bleeding in the back? Do you really want to stop me right now?" So there you go.
I agree with you.
They can do that. They can do that. That's fine by me. But I'm just gonna be like, I don't like cars. I don't want a car. They're a waste of my money. So I'm not gonna get one.
Look, you don't have to buy a car, but you should at least get your license.
But why?
In an emergency.
Well, okay. I'll still drive. I just don't need a license.
You know what? Cars love you.
Yes, that's why they. That's why. That's why they kill so many people each year.
Yeah, Joshua calls them.
Hey, that's operator error.
Oh, so now, of course, yes. But you see, the operator chose to drive a car.
The car has to do what you tell it to.
But you choose to drive the car. I choose not to drive the car.
Guns don't kill people. Dangerous.
You're a dick.
I actually have a question for Kirsty.
That got really racist really fast.
Wow.
That's from Family Guy.
Wow.
Kirsty, I have a question.
What?
When you get your license in Texas, do they hand you a gun?
No.
Yeah, not.
No, you have to buy a gun just like everyone else in Texas. They make fun. But they make fun of Texas because of you know, you go to the liquor store, you buy a bunch of liquor. It's mandatory that we give you a gun before you leave. No.
What?
But is it easier, like, to over there? Is it easier to get a gun than anywhere else in the country?
Yes.
No.
I wouldn't say so.
But it's true, though. Essentially, it's true.
I haven't got one. If I went there,
Missouri, come to rural Missouri, and you'll see more guns than you'll ever see.
Even more than at a military base.
I'm actually going.
If I was to go to any of these places,
well, go to the middle of nowhere in Missouri, and you'll just find a stack of guns.
I'll be in Fulton.
So
say I came to America.
Wait, what?
Say I went to America, would I be able to get a gun?
What'd you say, Tom?
Say I went to America, would I be able to get a gun?
No, because you're from the UK.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Unless you found a fine gentleman in the back of his car, then you may find a gun.
If the price is right.
If the price is right, of course.
Just give him $200.
Come
and give
on
you
down.
A revolver.
I'll give you a mosquito.
Sorry.
I just imagine Bob Barker in the back of a van.
Somebody should. Oh my god. Somebody should draw that. Actually, Bob Barker in the back of a van saying, "Hey, you want to buy a gun?"
Well.
You kids want some candy?
What a gun! No.
Bob Barker is not the pedal bear.
No,
who's
but
Bob
Barker did kick some ass.
Who's Bob Barker?
Wait, what?
Spay
and neuter your cats and dogs, people.
See, he's from a different country. He does not know who Bob Barker
is. He should go kill himself.
Why? I would assume he doesn't know what the price is right then.
Yes, we do. No, I know what the price is right is, but you
Well, Bob Barker is the host.
Bob Barker
no, he's not
the
host for our one.
For, like,
not for our
50
one.
Million years.
Not our one. Because
that's how long Bob Barker has been on the planet. He's seen every single war.
He finally retired and Drew took over.
Do you know who now, Bruce Forsyth is then?
Nope.
Nope.
Exactly. So it's the same thing.
Well, who? What has he done?
I know who he is.
Oh, he did loads.
Who is he, Tony?
He's apparently the host for British.
Why does Britain have its own version of The Price is Right?
Because it's a
better
version.
Like British has their British people have their own version of British Got Talent. Britain's.
Well, I think Britain started that before America started it.
Yeah, we did. We did.
Yeah. Britain started.
They got that one first.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
You just said Britain has their own version of Britain.
Did I? Well. Well, isn't my face red?
Like, don't quote me on that.
Oh boy, my face is red.
But I don't know. America steals everything. America steals everything, mind you, television wise.
America.
Everything America makes is crap. That's why they have to go to every other country and get something.
No, that's bullshit.
No, it's true.
China makes some stupid shit, too.
Like,
everything you see in 99 cents.
Yeah, but you buy that stuff, don't you?
But guess what? China makes things, like, people that have factories in China and America, people say that China makes crappy stuff.
But
we're the ones that tell them to make it that way.
Yeah, but that's just simple economics. If you make something so perfect that people don't have to buy any more of it, then you're not making money. If you make something that's like, you know, designed to break eventually, people are going to have to get another one of it. That's just simple economics right there. Like computers.
It is, but it's fucking
It's the way a company can thrive. Like computers, for instance. Computers are generally designed in like 2 or 3 years to stop working efficiently to the point where you can continue to use it. So you have to go get another one. So,
and then like you that. Believe that Hostess Company are going to never see them again.
We're not
going to
see them again. God rest their souls.
Yes,
no, we're not.
Are.
Joshua, yes, we are. I told you already. Somebody else is going to buy them out, and they're going to probably.
You can't buy out someone who's bankrupt.
Yeah, you can.
They're gone.
No, you.
They're
Josh.
Gone.
You can buy the name. Even though they go,
you
even
can
though
buy
they go
the
bankrupt,
name and the recipe
they,
and bam.
The name is still for sale.
But it's not worth anything.
See,
they're bankrupt.
They're not actually buying it. They're just
listen,
buying the ability
if
to
the,
use the name.
Listen, if the Hostess Company's hearing, I will buy your name for $1.
Michael, Hostess is worth more than $1. All their sweets are worth more than $1.
All right, so I actually bought a Twinkie the other day.
That's okay. I'm pretty sure Little Debbie isn't very upset.
Little Debbie is like on cloud nine right now.
I know. They're probably like, oh my
God. We're going to sell all the Christmas treats this year. Hoo-ha.
Yeah.
I bought a Twinkie the other day.
They actually have their own version of Twinkies.
Do they? What is
it
called?
Cloud cake.
Well, no one cares about them.
I've never had a Twinkie before.
Yes, you have. Shut up.
No, I haven't.
You probably forgot about it.
Michael.
Like, almost everything that Hostess makes, Little Debbie makes a knockoff of it, or Mrs. Baird's does.
And that's why no one cares about them, except the only thing I actually like from Little Debbie is their gingerbread cookies.
I know, but Hostess did it better.
Does Hostess make gingerbread cookies?
Yeah, they held, like, the original recipes for all that stuff.
Yeah.
The rest were just knockoffs.
But I don't think...
Well, somebody's going to get to those recipes.
But Hostess doesn't make gingerbread cookies, do they?
You're talking gibberish.
I've never heard them make gingerbread cookies.
Wait, Tom, do you not know what a gingerbread cookie is?
I know what gingerbread is.
Do you know what a gingerbread cookie is?
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
Sorry if I'm in a different country.
No, that's not an excuse. That's not an excuse.
Stop using that as an excuse.
You know what a hamburger is. You know what apple pie is, but you don't know what the hell a gingerbread cookie is? Have you ever heard the story of the gingerbread man? Have you ever heard the story of the gingerbread man? You can't catch me on the gingerbread man? The story of the gingerbread man. Yeah, that's a gingerbread cookie. That's what the gingerbread man is.
Gingerbread man.
John.
That's just a gingerbread man.
No, I refuse to calm down until he understands what the hell gingerbread cookie is.
Okay. Gingerbread cookie is not what I call it. We have that. It's a gingerbread man. That's it.
It's a what?
It's just a gingerbread man.
So you just call your gingerbread cookie gingerbread men?
Yeah. That's it.
You guys are fucked up.
No, it's not.
The shape of it.
Yes, you are.
Do you even know what a quarter pounder
you
with
leave
cheese
him alone.
Is?
If he likes to eat men, that's his own business.
Whoa!
Tom, do you start from the bottom up?
No, I don't eat them. I don't like it. I don't like gingerbread.
I have one question for Tom. Since we have established that you know what a gingerbread cookie is, do you know what a ginger is?
Yeah, it's a root. It's like a root vegetable sort of thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
It is.
The other ginger.
Yeah, it is. What do you mean, no, it's not? Of course it is.
The red-headed ginger.
Oh, Colin. God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Shout out to the screaming outside.
Is he alive? Does
he have a pulse? Colton? Colton's playing Xbox, apparently.
Yeah, he's ill.
Apparently he has a sore throat and he can't talk, but he can play Xbox.
Does everyone have a sore throat this week? Because I have one too. No, but seriously, I honestly do have a sore throat right now. I'm not even lying.
You know why? That's because you just shouted your tits off. That's why.
Wait.
You didn't have it like about an hour ago.
No, but I had this since like yesterday, not today.
No, you didn't. You just got it about 5 minutes ago.
No, I clearly had it since yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I came back from my work in Low York, but I mean, after that, my throat just hurt. So, you know.
I am so susceptible to getting sick. It's not even funny. That's why, like, this whole week I've been, like, I was supposed to go out and have a good time with Xavier from the Rooster Teeth site and Mr. Jacinto from the Rooster Teeth site. We were all going to go hang out in Dallas-Fort Worth area since he was going to be in town. Since Xavier was going to be in town. And, oh my gosh. I'm so glad I didn't get sick because we went out and we went on a fucking nature trail for 2 hours. Then we went to a museum, and then we saw Wreck-It Ralph afterwards.
It was awesome.
It was probably one of the best times I've had in a while. I don't get out
never
much.
Saw it.
Wreck-It Ralph?
He's never seen it, which I'm very disappointed in.
I would.
Josh.
I haven't either.
I would recommend
Shut up.
It.
It.
I'm broke.
It comes out in February.
For you guys, it comes out in February?
Oh Oh my god.
I think it's February, yeah.
Dude, you guys are missing out so bad.
Josh, I will go, Josh, I will go and watch it. I will go and watch it, okay? But
I'm not gonna spoil it for you, but
I promise. I promise.
Go watch it.
Just please do.
Aw, you little tease.
Yeah.
Alright, so should we start wrapping up?
I don't know. Do you wanna
just keep on ranting?
Do you is there something else anyone would like to talk about right now? I mean,
I already talked about all my topics.
Congratulations.
So then we have to be done then.
What the hell?
Yeah, really. As soon as Michael's done talking, he's like, well, we got nothing else to talk about.
Here's a gift.
Wait.
Ah, I saw it. It's two dudes with fire mouths.
What?
Oh my god.
Oh, it's coming from 4chan. Yeah. This is not going to be good.
15th of February 2013 is when Wreck-It Ralph comes out.
It's safe for work.
It's safe for work. It's just the stupidest thing ever.
It's from work. So
that's like the most terribly like...
stupid.
Yeah, really. This is like the worst.
What's the point of it?
It's stupid. That's the point of it.
It's awesome stupid, though.
There's no such thing as awesome stupid.
All right, let's start wrapping up here.
If you want to, I guess.
Who wants to plug our stuff this week?
What the hell is this? Christ, man.
Tony, Josh, you plug it this week.
Oh, God. Never mind. Don't mind me. I'm not doing anything.
So, we have... an email address, just like everyone else on the entire internet.
Yay, internet.
What is the email?
The email address is stfpodcast@gmail.com. Even though I'm supposed to tell you that you can send us emails and intros and all that stuff, no one has for 15 weeks, so do whatever you want. Let's see, we have Twitter accounts. Just like half the world, and Facebook accounts.
Uh-huh.
Also,
Also,
you can go ahead and say it.
YouTube channel?
Well,
like,
what else? YouTube channels, and yeah. And also, do you want to plug your stuff in, Kirstie, before we go?
Oh, sure. Or you want me to put this in here? Yeah, we have our group page. That's our group page. The RTX for everyone. If you just search that, it'll bring it up on the Rooster Teeth page. And also on that page, there is a link to our chip-in where we accept donations. And we do have an email. It is rtxforeveryone@gmail.com. If you have any questions... for me or for any of the admins, that's where you're going to want to send your questions, or you can personally message me on the site and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Or we also actually recently got a Twitter. If you just look up RTX for everyone, we have our Twitter account. You guys are dicking around again, aren't you?
I don't know what they're doing. Sorry. I don't know what their problem is.
I was focused.
Tony sent a gif about velociraptors.
Whoa!
Poor SpongeBob.
You're getting it. Anyways, yeah, I think that's it. Otherwise, if you need any other information, just message me personally on the site at Skittles with no E, just SKITTLE, or LZ, sorry, Leray. On site, and I will give you any information you need to know.
Also, Tony forgot to mention that we now actually do have a website, stfpodcast.blogspot.com.
Liar.
Lies!
Also, there is YouTube and Facebook and all of that.
Somebody in the sponsor chat actually said, I can't remember the word that they used, but it was the U word. So they're like, so if they called them like, stating the facts, underlined, I don't know, they use a U word. Like, stating the, would it be called STFU podcast?
No.
Yeah.
No. I had a feeling someone was going to make that joke.
That's awesome shit.
Somebody made that joke in there. I don't know who it was.
No, they didn't.
Why.
No, they didn't. You're just trying to make us feel good.
No, no, literally, that's what they did. They said it. I saw it.
Well, like, they probably made it up. Well, it's probably got nothing to do with us.
Yes, it does.
Unless that one guy in the basement does something else.
They were talking about the STF podcast. It was a legitimate question.
Nice, no, taking the purse.
I don't guess you give yourselves enough credit.
No, we don't.
We are number one podcast world around.
World around, yay.
Alright, so we like to thank our very special guest, Kirsty.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, and thank you for doing what you're doing.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure. Even though I had to put up with the triple X stuff.
We apologize for the triple X stuff.
We have fun here.
Well, Tony doesn't.
We don't have fun.
It doesn't bother me.
Alright, well, thanks for listening, guys. Yeah. See you next
week.
Bye-bye. Laters.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bet on it.
Stop.